Welcome to the Practice Norwegian podcast and episode 10 of the Basic Grammar series. So today we're going to talk about possessives or eiendomspronomen in Norwegian. So because of the different genders, we have four different versions of some of the possessives when you talk about my things or your things or our things. And for the other ones, you have the same word for all the different objects and single and plural. So we're going to start with my things. So you have then min, me, mitt, and mine. So male, female, neutral, plural. Min, me, mitt, mine. So first have then my car, bilen, min. So in Norwegian in general, you put the possessive at the end and then you have specific form of the noun. Bilen, min. You could do it otherwise, but then it changes a few things. So we're going to talk about that at the end of the episode. But for now, just possessive last and specific form. Bilen, min. And then my jacket, jakka, mi. And then äpple, mitt. My apple. And plural, bøkene, mine. Good. So, and then for your things, you have the same endings. So you have din, di, ditt, and dine. So for male, female, neutral, plurals. Din, di, ditt, dine. So for example, your boat, båten, din. And a clock, klokka, di, female. Glasse, you write glassett, but you say glasse, ditt, for the neutral. And then nøklene, dine, your keys. Okay, and then for his things, you would say hans, 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 hans. For her things, you would say hennes, 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 hennes. And then for our, you have vår, vår, vårt, and våre. So male, female is the same, just vår, so you do nothing. For neutral, vårt, you add the t. Plural, våre, you add e. And then if you want to say, talk about your things in plural as a group, you would say deres, 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 deres. And if you talk about their things, like a third person plural, there you would say deres, 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 deres. So it's the same word. If you talk to a group about the things or about the group, the third person is still deres. So you can try to guess now for first our things. With our boy, our book, our picture, and our chairs. So, gutten is a male. Gutten. Good. Vår. And then, boka. It's a female. Boka. Vår. Good. It's the same. Male, female is the same for our things. Bilde. It's written bildet. Good. Bildet. Vårt. And then the plural, stolene. Good. Våre. That's a plural. Add an E to it. Stolene, våre. Okay, and then for my things, I would say my couch, my jacket, my cupboard, my shoes. The first, sofaen. Good. Min. And then jakka. It's a feminine. Jakka. Mi. Bra. And then my cupboard, skape, it's a neutral. Skape, mitt. And then skoene, plural. Skoene, mine. Good. So, and then your things, you would say your radio, your cabin, your table, your cups. So, radion, din. Good. And then hytta, a feminine, hytta. D. And then bore, table, neutral, bore. Good. Ditt. And med the plural, koppene. Bra. Dine. Koppene, dine. And then for his things, you have his flute, his hat, his rug, carpet, his keys. So fløyten, hans. Lua, hans. Teppe. Hans. Nøklene. Good. Hans. So it's kind of simple, straightforward for most of it. It's just to remember if you talk about your things or my things or our things, you have to put the right ending on the possessive. Okay, so now we're going to put it into some sentences, like for the practical use. So if someone wants to say, where is your jacket? Hvor jakka? Good. D. When does our boys come? Then you say, when comes our boys? Når kommer guttene? Bra. Våre. Når kommer guttene våre? Har du hentet brillene? Have you picked up your glasses? Har du hentet brillene? Dine. So, brillene is the plural, Jenny. Dine. You can borrow her hat, her beanie. Du kan låne lua. Good. Hennes. Du kan låne lua hennes, we say it. And then, vi skal male taket I helgen. We shall paint our roof at the weekend. So taket is a neutral. Vi skal male taket vårt I helgen. So you put the T on our, vårt. Good, and two more. So, gå og hent bøkene. So, go and pick up, you will say, your books in plural if you talk to two or more people. Gå og hent bøkene. Good, deres. So it would always be deres. If you say, gå og hent boka deres, or if it's gå og hent jakka deres. So, if you have, if you have one thing that belongs to more people, it would be deres if you have the single as well. And then, hvis du henter koppen, like your cup, henter jeg bøkene, I will pick up my books. Hvis du henter koppen, good, din, henter jeg bøkene, plural, mine. Great. Hvis du henter koppen din, henter jeg bøkene, mine. So, that's the whole system for the possessives. Just make note of my things and your things and our things have different endings. And then last point is just if you put the possessive first or last. In general, just you would put it at the end and you have specific form. That's the you're always safe if you do it like that. If you put the possessive first, you change the focus from the object you're talking about to the ownership of it. And sometimes that's what you want to do, but mostly that is not what you want to do. So if you say, for example, dette min bil, you say, this is my car. But if you, in Norwegian, if you say, dette min bil, it sounds more like you say, like, this is my car, that you are focusing that you own the car. The point is that the ownership is the point. If you then, on the other hand, say, dette bilen min, then you're talking about the car that happens to be yours. So same with if you say, dette huset mitt, it's like this, like you have a house which happened to belong to me. But dette mitt hus, the point of the sentence becomes your ownership of it. So the only exception, if you talk about family members, it's common to put the possessive first. And it has no ownership feeling to it. It's just, dette min bror, dette min far, dette min datter, dette min søster. That's a very common way of saying it. But apart from that, just put it at the end. Unless you want to emphasize your ownership of something in a work setting. If you say, dette mitt prosjekt, you are telling people, this project belongs to me. And the point you're making is that it's your own. Dette prosjektet mitt, you are then focusing on the project, not your ownership. Okay, so it might sound a bit more complicated than it is. Just remember, you're always safe. Just put the possessive at the end and have specific form of the verb, of the noun. Okay, so we're going to end it here. And as always, thank you so much for listening and we'll be back soon.